Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Fayette Falcon coach Mike Thompson. Fayette traveled to Salisbury tonight in Lewis and Clark action. Fayette comes out with a big 54-16 win. Coach, congratulations. Talk about your offense tonight a little bit, a big explosion for them.
Well, you know, I think really the praise really goes toward the defensive side. Defensively, I thought we played pretty well. And I think from listening to their other coach, they had Salisbury had six turnovers tonight. And anytime that happens, things are probably going your way on the defensive side. But not only did those turnovers happen, but we also one of them was an interception return inside the five. One of them was a fumble return inside the five. So we were set up with very short fields and, you know, some great scoring opportunities in the first half. And a lot of those were in the first half. So, you know, our defense really set that stuff up with defensive pressure. Our defensive front line was getting after the quarterback right off the get-go, man. And he could not set his feet. He couldn't get really comfortable. He was running, and it forced him into some mistakes that gave us some easy opportunities and set us up on the offensive side.
Coach, your defense, I think, has kind of been a strength for you guys all season. Playing Salisbury tonight, six turnovers, it sounds like you guys probably made them play faster than they were capable of or wanted to. Talk, what's allowed your defense to be so successful this year? Is it the kids? Is it the scheme? Is it a combination?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. You know, I got to give Coach Bentley a lot of credit. He's taken over the defense and done a great job of putting in a scheme that's really effective each week. And, you know, it's the thing in defensive football. You want to take away what the other team does best. And he's really tried to do that this year, and I think he set up some really good things. Some of the things that they've hurt everybody on, he put a scheme together that I loved that they didn't hurt us. You know, that did not get to us tonight at all. And it allowed us to get pressure on the quarterback. And I think our up front, our defensive group all year has played pretty well. I think we've got some guys that have, you know, we've really emphasized running the football. We're trying to get them, you know, get 11 guys there and be physical, and we've continued to get better at that throughout the year. But we've got some guys up front that are really they're playing their gap well, or they're playing their two gap well. We've got some linebackers that are coming downhill and flowing. I think Dawson Wiswell moving from the outside linebacker to inside linebacker was a huge improvement for us on the defensive side of the football. And so I think it's just kind of a combination. We've got guys that are playing well in a lot of different spots. Our secondary continued to get better. And then we got, you know, coaching staff that's putting together a good scheme and coaching guys up really well. So I think it's certainly been the strength and has carried us through the entire season. And it's now allowing our offense to kind of catch up with the defense and start to put some games together.
Coach, this moves you to 5-2 in the Lewis and Clark, 5-3 overall. You've got Knox County next week. Would allow you to finish alone in third place in your conference. Maybe more importantly, you might be able to squeak out a home game for districts. What do you know about Knox County, and what are you going to have to do to be successful?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of Knox County while we're scouting everybody else. It seems like we have a lot of their films. They're a team that they're very big. They are on a kind of a slide here late in the season, and a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that they have a kid that's a very good football player, plays quarterback for him, and he's also one of the best defensive players, and he's been out for, I think, 4 weeks now. So that has been a real negative impact for their football team. He is, from what I understand, he's expected to be back next week, so that certainly would give them it'll certainly make them a better football team and also give them a big emotional lift. So, you know, we'll see, you know, what happens next week. They've got a guy up front that is as good a lineman as we've seen. He's a good football player. So they've got some dudes over there, and if we don't play well, don't bring our best game, we'll come out on the short end of it.